Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Jackie, first, congratulations on all the success. Tell me something. 3 or 4 years ago, what do you think you were doing on a day like today?
I was probably jumping on the trampoline with my family or doing school. Yeah, school, definitely school.
Did you ever think that you would have the life that you have now, being a great classical singer? The whole world knows your name for the fact of being on a show like America's Got Talent.
Definitely not. I'd actually tried out 2 times for America's Got Talent, and I had gotten in. And so, I mean, I kind of just lost it. Didn't think that I would ever get there. But I'd always kept singing because it was something that I so much enjoyed. And then I finally got into the show, and so I've been really enjoying myself with the things that have been happening, and it's just amazing.
When you think back now, what are the things that have changed in your life since America's Got Talent?
Well, I do online school now, which I very am happy to enjoy. And my brother travels everywhere with me, and I have a new puppy who travels. And so I also I'm having a lot of people stop me on the streets and go, "Oh my gosh, you're Jackie Banko. Can I have a picture? Can I have your autograph?" Which really makes me feel special.
And the fact that you're also a role model for so many young ladies, how does that feel, knowing that watching what you've done, you have so many people out there who are going, "Wow, you know what? If she could do it, maybe I can do it too."
It makes me feel really special to know that there are people out there who look up to me as role models, especially since I used to look up to people as role models that were actually like Katherine Jenkins and Andrea Bocelli.
And I was going to ask you too, have you had a chance to meet some of your heroes?
I have met Andrea Bocelli, and I have met Katherine Jenkins, and I've met Sarah Brightman. I've just met so many people that have really inspired me to do better and better.
And, of course, you are absolutely doing that. And congratulations on the past music that you've released. But, you know, fans are sitting back going, "We want more music. We want more music." When are we getting more music?
I'm actually recording a CD, which should be out in September. And we haven't quite found a name yet, but I'm really excited to decide that and to see the product and how it turns out to be.
Can you give us a little feel on what it's going to be like? Is it anything like you've done in the past, or something a little bit more different, something a little bit more new?
Well, it's going to be a lot of movie songs from movies and stuff, and one of my favorites is The Music of the Night from The Phantom of the Opera, which is the movie that started it all for me. So.
Wow, that's going to be great. Now, here's a really cool thing, though, because I remember the first time when I met you, and of course, you looked a lot younger, and the voice was a lot higher. It's deepened a little bit.
Yeah.
How has that changed, or has that changed your singing approach?
Actually, it has changed my singing approach. It has made me, well, I mean, every time I perform, it's just made my voice mature more and more, which is the best, which is exciting for me. And since then, I mean, when I listen to my first CD and I listen to my voice now, it's just such a dramatic change. It just makes me really, really excited to see what comes ahead. I mean, not only my voice has gotten deeper, but my range has also been gotten a lot higher and lower. And I am just really excited to see what the future has for me.
If you ever had a chance, though, to do a collaboration with another pop star, who would it be, do you think, and why?
I would choose Lady Gaga because I love her music. She's an amazing inspiration, I mean, vocal-wise, and she's just always not afraid to be who she wants to be, and that's very inspiring to me.
And wrapping this up, what advice can you give young ladies, or even teenagers in whole, who want to get into the entertainment business? What advice can you give them? Because you really seem to have a grip of things, which is fantastic.
My advice to them would be that no matter what people say, you should always try your best. I mean, and if it doesn't work out for you, you should always go for your second favorite. But I still believe that you should never give up and just continue to have that big dream in your and to have that sparkle in your eyes that shows that you have a dream and you should always continue.
Fantastic. Website? Do we have a website that we can go to?
I have a website called JackieVanko.com, and you can go and check out future things, where I'm going to be, what's been happening lately, and so, yeah.
Fantastic. Jackie, thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you.